good morning, you guys. Hope you raise a lot of money. The CMA nominations came out yesterday, and the have-nots sometimes outdo the haves. Yes, Miranda Lambert got 9 nominations. She may win it all, including Entertainer of the Year. Luke Bryan was certainly recognized. Dierks Bentley, 5 nominations. That was the second best. He has to be the most improved artist of the year. But the folks that were ignored, definitely getting attention. Jason Aldean, 0. His fans may be angry. Tim McGraw, 0. Brantley Gilbert, 0. Even Florida Georgia Line, as successful as a year they had, they didn't get too much other than the Duo Award. Kacey Musgraves, Brandi Clark, names you don't know very well, they're up for a couple of awards, mostly in the songwriting category. It's a big game show. There's a lot of prestige, a lot of feelings, a lot of reputation, and a lot of money on the line at these CMA shows. Garth Brooks, People Loving People is his new song. I would describe the reaction to it as mixed. Some people loved it. Some people really, really hated it. I'm somewhere in between. People Loving People is Garth's first effort since 2007. At 1 o'clock today, he holds a news conference in Chicago. His next tour location is Jacksonville, Florida. Atlanta, then Jacksonville. Those tickets go on sale next week. And Trisha, his wife, has a new song called Prize Fighter. It was released yesterday, sort of in the shadows behind Garth, and I'm not sure you should ever release your wife's song in the shadows. You guys have a great morning.